Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We will not comply with the institutions. Sick illusion, no, it won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution.
I want to go right back to the hearing that's going on right now with world-renowned doctors and scientists, whistleblowers, Senator Ron Johnson chairing it, being ignored by the media for obvious reasons. They pushed this vaccine that's done so much damage now and got filthy rich off of it, the biggest criminals you've ever heard of. Let's go back now live to the hearing.
The skill of the surgeons was unbelievable. They revaffled the upper chamber of her heart, so her heart operates backwards today. So I enter this with just a deep respect for the phenomenon that is our healthcare system, for the doctors, all your training. One thing I definitely noticed, though, is as much as I value the skill, it was the care game of the nurses that, you know, I saw minute by minute. So I kind of want to wrap this up, but we have very limited time. So please introduce yourself, tell your story, and then we will wrap this up.
Sure. Thank you, Senator, for giving me an uninterrupted opportunity to represent the harm that is coming to the patients in the American hospitals and the lack of early intervention. My name is Nicole Sirotek. I'm a registered nurse. I've been a registered nurse for over a decade. My specialty is critical care, trauma, and flight. Since the start of the COVID pandemic, I've actually been rebranded, I guess you can say, as a leading expert in early intervention strategies executed on a large mass scale using the FLCCC protocol, as well as COVID patient ventilator protective strategies to optimize COVID patients on the ventilators. My story actually begins back in May of 2020. I was one of the original nurses that went to NYC to help with the COVID pandemic because, as we remembered, they needed nurses. Most importantly, they needed ventilators. Well, I was the whole package, a flight nurse that can manage ventilators. And when I arrived there, the gross negligence and the medical, malfeasance that happened in there and the complete medical mismanagement of these patients is what has led us to the situation that we're in right now. The pandemic and the hysteria that was created from poor public health measures and poor execution of appropriate early intervention strategies and the handicapping of medical professionals doing their job has led to where we are right now and into the crisis situation that we are in. I will use several key case studies that will represent larger descriptive statistical information for what I'm going to speak of. But when I was in New York, and what continues to happen today is that many of them are not dying from COVID. Now, many people don't know about me is that I'm actually a master's prepared biochemist, and I have worked extensively with the HIV virus tracking genetic mutations. So I feel very comfortable going toe-to-toe with some of these doctors here, although I am not a doctor. I'm just a nurse. But what we saw in these front lines, we knew what was happening. And when we asked for the ibuprofen, they said, no, it was contraindicated. When we asked, like, why aren't we giving them steroids? Oh, well, it's not. We're just following orders. Following orders has led to the sheer number of deaths that has occurred in these hospitals. I didn't see a single patient died of COVID. I've seen a substantial number of patients die of negligence and medical malfeasance. When I was on the front lines of New York, I'm unfortunately known globally viral as the nurse that was in the break room sobbing, saying that they were murdering my patients. The pharmaceutical companies had gone into those hospitals and decided to practice, I guess you can say, on the minorities, on the disadvantaged, on the marginalized populations that we know that we had no advocates for, because the very agencies that should have been protecting them were closed because we were sheltering in place. Now, while I was there and I saw that the pharmaceutical companies were rolling out remdesivir onto the patients, I tried to get a hold of the IRBs. I tried to get a hold of my appropriate chain of command. I tried CMS. I tried Department of Health. And they rolled out remdesivir onto a substantial number of patients for which we all saw it was killing the patients.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is bombshell 2.0 now, where it's not just how they were lied. It's not just how we were lied to about the vaccines, but how we were lied to about the treatment. And so we're figuring it all out, folks. I know that this is so diabolical to hear me say this, but, I mean, we're finding out how the treatment for COVID killed more people than COVID. That's what these doctors and nurses are saying right now. And we'll be right back with more live coverage.
Riotous mob.
Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrections.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
Just go ahead and kill the rejoin now. Let's go back live. You have a nurse right now talking about, which, by the way, I've had multiple doctors on air with me explaining this exact same thing, talking about how she watched patients come into the hospital that died, not from COVID, but because of the medical treatment they received, saying more people died from the medical treatment than the actual virus. Let's go back to her live.
This, but in actuality, if they put down that it was a vaccine injury, the physician, the corporation, the hospital, the clinic, they actually won't get reimbursed. So it gets labeled as anxiety or neuropathy or Guillain-Barré syndrome, when in actuality, it's very realistically a vaccine injury. Now, I'm not, even though I founded American Frontline Nurses, I've traveled extensively to South America, India, and South Africa, working in hot zones, stopping the spread of the virus, and working with early intervention. And nowhere in those countries and developing nations do I see these issues that we see here in the United States. It's actually, I'm a very proud American citizen. I come from a family of immigrants, and my mother told me that the United States is the best country in the world, though granted I am biased being an American. And our level of healthcare has been deteriorated to substandard third world nation healthcare, whereas I tell people you are better off.
Let's just be clear about this point she's making right here, because while I agree with her, there's another level to this. The American regime, the elites hate us so much that they would literally put profit above people. And so, yeah, you've got these third world countries or these developing nations, and she says, hey, how come they're not doing this to their people? How come they're not killing their people with their treatment? Because their elites aren't psychopaths, eugenicists, and people that are putting profit over people. That's what it is. They looked at this and they said, wow, how much money can we make off of this? How much of the population can we cull with this? The two-pronged operating system of the New World Order. Money, power, and eugenics. Money and power going hand in hand. And so that's what this nurse is explaining right now that she witnessed. Go back.
United States, do we isolate people for hundreds of hours at a time with no human contact? It's not even allowed in the prisons. You are not allowed to isolate a prisoner for beyond a certain extensive amount of time because it is, again, it is horrible for their mental health.
Unless you're a J6 defendant, then they can do that all day.
However, in these hospitals now, we're allowed to isolate patients from their families for days, and you have to say goodbye to them over an iPhone, as Jennifer Bridges has just demonstrated to us, or she has to shuttle people in to see. And personally, I was fired for sneaking a Hispanic family in to say the last rites to their family. And so thank you, Senator Johnson, for giving nurses the opportunity to come and represent our patients, because as you can see, we're not often thought of as leading professionals, though we are the missing link between the doctors and the patients. So thank you so much for this time.
Okay.
Where are the CNN cameras? Where are the ABC cameras? Where are the Fox News cameras? Where are the CBS, NBC cameras? Where are they? Nope, they're not there. They don't want you to see this.
Spoke here today. Now, again, there's disagreement between
people in this room. The viewpoints expressed were those of those individuals expressing it. But these are real world experiences from people that are on the front lines, that are treating patients. And it's different from probably anything you've heard, unless you've been following these people in the media, trying to break through, trying to convey to the American public and provide the information that I think we all need, that we all deserve. Now, you know, my antenna is always up because I'm getting accused of spreading this misinformation all the time. So I can imagine how the news media is going to treat so much of this. They're going to pick little phrases out, and they're going to pick it apart, and they're going to try and marginalize this entire event. All I can ask is the viewers to share this. Tell your friends, I know this is long. This is a 5-hour long panel. And we didn't even scratch the surface of what we need to discuss. This shouldn't have been necessary. As our information grew, as we became better and better educated, less ignorant about the coronavirus, COVID, the COVID vaccines, this should have been made public every step along the way. But it wasn't. So again, I'm just asking the viewing public to have an open mind, respect these individuals who have paid a significant price, professionally, reputationally. These are highly qualified individuals. They speak from experience. We've got to fix this problem. We can't let this continue. We can't let it happen in the future. So again, thank all of you for coming. Thank you for being doctors, for being nurses, for being academicians, for being medical researchers. And thank all of you for viewing this. Share this with your friends. God bless you all.
So there's Senator Ron Johnson closing it out. As you heard, a 5-hour conference. Now, we're going to be getting one of the doctors, Dr. Marble, on with us here shortly, who was at that hearing. And so we're going to be getting connected with him. We'll probably have him on either in the next segment or the segment after that. Wow. Just wow. And what's so frustrating is just, it's like what Ron Johnson said at the end. It's just, none of this ever had to happen. None of it. Not COVID. COVID didn't even have to happen. If you didn't have mad scientists like Fauci and Daszak running around with the Chinese Communist military making bioweapons, none of this would have ever happened. If you didn't have power-hungry eugenicists who wanted to take advantage of this man-made virus escaping from the lab to force a vaccine into you and bring in a world government with medical tyranny, never had to happen. None of it ever had to happen. We never had to be tormented like this. We never had to be tortured like this. We never had to be getting sick like this. We never had to lock down and destroy ourselves, destroy our economies, destroy our communities, destroy our relationships. None of this ever had to happen. And yet here we are, 2 years down the road, still dealing with the nonsense. And there's people who want it to continue, never want it to go away, and want to hide the truth from being discovered. And, I mean, this is about as evil as it gets, folks. I mean, I would be shocked. I mean, it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. But, I mean, you got to wonder, how much worse can it get? I just had a panel of doctors and nurses explaining how COVID vaccines are causing cancer, COVID vaccines are killing people, and more people died from the treatment, the medical treatment of COVID, than the virus itself. I mean, talk about an alley-oop between mad scientists and big pharma. Hey, we'll create a lab that does bioweapons research, we'll release the virus, we'll cause the world to go into a panic, and then you can alley-oop it by releasing your experimental vaccines. And we'll make sure our friends in the media don't know the truth about any of it. So one group gets what they want, a virus escaping a lab. The other group gets what it wants, total medical world tyranny government. And then there's the media there to cover it all up, make sure you know nothing about it, and censor anybody who dares speak the truth. How many people on that panel do you think are banned on social media? Probably most for telling the truth. So, I mean, you when you really soak it all in, when you really absorb it, when you really look at it for what it is, I would say that there's not too many people listening to this, not too many people on this planet that have experienced worse evil than what we're seeing today. Very few people. For the majority of humans alive on this planet today, we are experiencing the worst evil that we have ever seen in our lives. And we are just begging God for divine intervention. Just begging God for an answer. Just pleading, please stop this madness. Please rescue us from this hell that we're going into.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from Wall of Fire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. WallofFire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Heard from the hearing with Senator Ron Johnson and dozens of doctors and nurses and scientists and everything else. And we are now joined by one of the doctors that was there. Dr. Ben Marble from MyFreeDoctor.com is with us. He's still in D.C. just outside of the room where the hearing went down. So we go live now to Dr. Ben Marble. Doctor, just give us your first response. The hearing has just been let out. Just give us your first initial reaction to everything that we heard today.
Well, I think it kind of summarized the narrative of exactly what we've been seeing that's going on globally, the crazy mandates from on high, the poison that is basically a fake vaccine that's killing people and injuring people all over the world. So hopefully... You know, all the panelists that spoke, I think we knocked it out of the park, and, you know, the world should be aware of what's going on now, finally, because we've been silenced so much over and over and over, all the censorship on social media, Facebook, YouTube, all those sites that shut us down, Twitter, and won't let the truth be heard. So the truth is finally heard today for the whole world to know. And the simple thing is, early treatment works, fake vaccines do not. mRNA gene therapy is not a vaccine and never will be. It's poison. And, you know, no human should take poison. We need to ban the poison as soon as possible. And going forward, what needs to happen is we need arrest of Dr. Beth Falsey and all his co-conspirators like Bill Gates of hell and Klaus Schwab, George Soros, etc. Those guys all need to be on trial in Nuremberg 2.0 as soon as possible.
Now tell me, because the only network, the only media that we even saw covering it at all was One America News Net. So as far as I know, there was only one camera there even filming. Were there other cameras there? Was there other media there? Or was it truly just One America News Net?
One America News was the only sort of main provider I saw, but there were, you know, 10 different cameras filming live in the room at the time, so I'm not sure who, but all, you know, CNN wasn't there, Fox wasn't there, I didn't see any of those people there, but a lot of independent journalists and things like that were there filming. Certainly, I think the most important people filming was C-SPAN and playing it live for the whole world to see. And now it's in the public Senate record for the world to know about.
What is the chatter between the doctors before and after these hearings? I mean, because this is extremely powerful and important information. I would imagine even the side conversations that go down are very important for people to know about.
Well, you know, the doctors we have, I mean, we, for example, we don't call them hospitals. We call them healthspitals because they're basically the new concentration camp. We know early treatment works. So when the patient, if patients unlucky enough to get admitted to hospital, when they stop everything that works and they're maximizing everything that causes death, then at some point you have to realize that, you know, these are evil people doing intentional harm. This is intentional mass genocide, and it needs to stop, and they need to be held accountable and on trial as soon as possible.
Dr. Ben Marble is with us, myfreedoctor.com. Obviously, Senator Ron Johnson has been kind of the leader of this, getting these hearings done. He's done multiple hearings. What about, is there anybody else from Congress that's interested in this? Was anybody else from Congress there? Have you heard any interest from other members of Congress?
No, there was no one else from Congress there that I'm aware of, so that's certainly a problem, and we need more people on our side. That's, you know, the problem with the Republican Party. There's too many rhinos. You know, I call it the PC Party. Both Democrats and Republicans are controlled by political correctness, and that's the root of all this evil. Political correctness is a crime against humanity. They banned being a Nazi in 1946. You couldn't join the Nazi Party, but political correctness should be banned globally because it It's the active denial of reality. Simplest example. Men cannot have babies. No person can change their sex. You have to pretend that they can. And if you don't play pretend, then you're supposedly a bad person. Well, that's just an evil ideology. Problem is as we now see, people for 20 to 30 years thought political correctness was just good manners. But as we now know, political correctness gets people killed. So that's why we need to get rid of political correctness. It needs to be thrown in the garbage where it belongs.
Yeah, political correctness has really just turned into not telling the truth. Because some brainwashed fool is going to have their feelings hurt. Well, why should that stop me from telling the truth if that's what's going on? And with the vaccine side effects, it's probably the worst example where, oh, don't say anything negative about the vaccines. You might hurt someone's feelings. Well, wait a second. Since when do we censor the truth? I guess in this last recent decade here in America, we've decided to censor the truth. Dr. Marble, what other highlights do you think came out of this hearing today that really should resonate with the people or be amplified?
Certainly the obvious fact that the vaccine is not safe. It is not effective. Anybody, and it's really not even a vaccine. I hate to even use that word. It's a fake vaccine. And, you know, the average public hasn't understood a lot of this. They just think, hey, it's probably just another safe vaccine. But it's anything but a vaccine. It's gene therapy. And gene therapy changes, permanently alters your God-given DNA. That's a horrible idea. And it's killing thousands and thousands of people. So basically, you know, we need to ban the poison. But, you know, hopefully the average, I tried to talk in common sense. You know, a lot of physicians talk, their messages kind of directed at other physicians, and they talk high-level science that the average person doesn't understand. And that's why I say talk in simple language. Poison is poisonous, and no human should take poison. And we need to ban the poison and stop giving it to people. And then we need to hold the people who push this poison on the world. You know, over 9 billion doses of the poison have been given in the year 2021. And that's why in the year 2022, we're going to see the mass die off of 2022. More people will die in 2022 than any year in human history. And it's entirely because 9 billion doses of poison have already been given. And that's why they're wrapping up the program and flip-flopping on all these things, because they've maximized, they've already given 9 billion doses, approximately 2 billion people, so nobody else is going to take it. So now they're going to go ahead and flip-flop the narrative, and then all they have to do is wait for everybody to die. And the good news is this: early treatment. Early treatment works. We've now delivered, MyFreeDoctor.com has now delivered 150,000 free doctor visits to America. We have a 99.99% survival rate with early treatment, so we know early treatment works. We know the fake vaccine does not work unless you're trying to kill somebody. So it's pretty simple. Do take early treatment. It works if you're vaccinated or not vaccinated. And don't take poison. And that's pretty simple. If you want to be alive in 2025, that's what you need to do. Because a lot of people are going to die. A lot of people are going to, you know, the COVID rates are through the roof right now. And it's entirely because of the poison. And so those people who get sick, they need to get early treatment as soon as possible. I can't stress that enough. Everybody should have these meds at home. It was up to me. These meds would all be over the counter. And people could get them without a prescription, but I don't make those rules, so we have to work with what we have. But everybody should have these meds before they get sick in their medicine cabinet at home, so that the day they get sick, if they can start their treatment within 1 to 2 days, they're not going to go to the hospital. They're not going to die. So that's the good news. Early treatment does work, and you can get ET for free via MFD at MyFreeDoctor.com. And I would encourage everybody to do that.
Wow. I want to expand on what you were just saying about the vaccine, because I do think that that's the most important thing for us to talk about now, is how just the basic concept of this COVID vaccine has been a lie from the very get-go. And that was communicated very well today. So I want to expand on that when we come back with Dr. Ben Marble. Again, MyFreeDoctor.com. He's helped a lot of people, folks. Yeah, there's a real man-made virus going around. It's definitely going around, but it doesn't have to kill you, and it doesn't have to put you into a medical fascistic tyranny worldwide. We'll be right back.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them, but that would just be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus. A good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Dr. Ben Marble is with us here on the Alex Jones Show. His website, myfreedoctor.com. I want to expand on what we were talking about with the vaccine that I think is so important. But before I go back into that, Doctor, I mean, how do you explain this? I can go to India or Japan or El Salvador or Mexico or all these different countries, and what are they giving their citizens to treat COVID? They're giving them vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D and ivermectin, and they call them blister kits, and it's like $30 tops. Some of them are giving away for free. Why do we see this in all the other countries, yet our elite and our government is only forcing the non-vaccine vaccine poison on us? I mean, how do you even rationalize that? How do you wrap your head around that this is what's going on in the world?
Well, you know, it sounds kind of crazy. 2 years ago, I just thought this was never be possible. But how that's happening is basically Nazi Fauci or Dr. Death Fauci, whatever you want to call him. He's the dictator, and all his demands, all his dictates must be followed. If you don't follow them, you're at risk of losing your license, being vilified and ostracized, lose your job. And so the doctors are afraid to prescribe. Certainly, there's other countries that are doing that. They're doing a good thing for their people. And so, you know, when people keep doing bad things and people keep dying and then they keep doubling down on all the bad things that we know kill people, at some point you have to realize that that's not innocent mistakes. That's just pure evil. It's pure evil in action. It's mass genocide. It's eugenics. You know, gene therapy alters your genetic code. There's arguments to be made that it was designed to selectively target African Americans and other racial groups. So that's eugenics is a war crime, and Dr. Death Halsey is a war criminal and needs to be arrested.
Let's get back into the vaccine now, because I think this is extremely important, and I get it's shocking for people to hear this. It's just the facts. The COVID vaccine is not a vaccine. Not only is it not a vaccine, what was well communicated today that really kind of cemented in my head, which I already knew, but maybe it was kind of floating ideas that compacted today. Not only is the COVID-19 vaccine not a vaccine, if there was a list of things that the COVID-19 not vaccine does, protecting you from COVID would be at the bottom of the list. It literally doesn't even do that. It does hundreds of other things to your body. Protecting you from COVID isn't even one of them.
Yeah, it's not. It's, well, basically, the vaccine is the cell-spreading bioterror weapon, because what we know causes all the symptoms of COVID. The COVID virus is a real virus, but it's a man-made Frankenstein virus, and the most dangerous part of that virus is the spike protein. So these fake vaccine gene therapies, they make your body produce the most dangerous part. They make your body make the poison. So how anyone, sane person, could think that that's a good idea, and so you put the shot into your body, and then your body starts making the spike protein, no surprise you get ill. You get all the symptoms of COVID. It causes, the vast majority of the symptoms of COVID are caused by the spike protein. And then you get sick and you have a positive test also from the spike protein. And so, for example, if you then get admitted to the hospital and you die less than 14 days, then that's considered a COVID death, not a vaccine death. And that's just a great example of how to lie with statistics. It's a great big lie. And when they talk about the globalists, the Davos, and the World Economic Forum, when they talk about the Great Reset, what they're really talking about, the Great Reset, is really the great cull of the human herd. That's what they're talking about. They're going to kill everybody on purpose, and then after everybody dies, because now that 9 billion doses have been given, all they have to do is wait for everybody to die. So then after everybody dies, you know, 15 to 20% of the population dies from this, then they've reset, and then they can build back better. So, you know, it's all a globalist agenda plan to destroy America and bring in the one world government, and we need to stop it.
And when it comes, because it seems to me, and I wonder what your opinion on this is, it seems to me, you know, you get one vaccine, maybe two, hell, maybe even three doses, you might be able to recover or stave off the long-term effects. But, I mean, they keep pushing boosters. I mean, you're talking about 4, 5, 6, 7. I mean, what is the threshold going to be where it's like, okay, zero doubt, you get X number of vaccines, it's, you're just done.
Well, that's the thing. The whole fully vaccinated is a lie. That's a propaganda term, because you can never be fully vaccinated. You always need another dose and another dose. If you're still alive, you need another dose until you're dead. And it sounds nuts, but that's the reality we're seeing. And so I just tell people, simple, plain talk, don't take poison, you know, because if you do, you might wind up dead. And then there's the other issue, the spike protein shedding. You know, the people who get the fake vaccine, they shed the spike protein where they go. So, for example, pregnant women need to avoid people who are recently vaccinated, because we've seen many cases of pregnant women having miscarriages after hanging around with vaccinated people. Certainly, we heard the stats of the miscarriages are up 300% in vaccinated people. So all signs are bad, and yet the media, the censorship, the Trusted News Initiative, and Walking in the Lockstep, they all won't let the truth come out, and they try to censor us all. And so I'm really happy that today we finally at least got the truth out to the people now here at Senator Johnson's hearing.
The one thing that was kind of news to me, I mean, we already had some inclinations of this, but now it seems the doctors have the research and the data to back it up. Talk about the discussion today when it came to the COVID vaccines being linked to cancer now.
We've been hearing that for probably a good 9-10 months. Many of our pathologists, and including Dr. Cole, when they're looking at their slides under the microscope, their diagnostic rates of cancer are just going through the roof of all kinds of cancers into people that are vaccinated. And so that's just another thing. You know, there's a couple of different things where way people die from the fake vaccine. There's the acute death in 1 to 2 days. The people that die of heart attacks and strokes and blood clots, pulmonary embolus. There's the longer term issues like cancer, the immune suppression, where people are getting basically what we're calling VAIDS, which is vaccine-induced AIDS, and it suppresses their whole immune system. Then they wind up with all sorts of weird, they wind up with weird infections like shingles and cytomegalovirus and other infections people don't typically get, much like what happened with the AIDS pandemic. So we're seeing that across the board. There's, you know, so much evidence. There's just a mountain of evidence. It clearly proves they're not safe. They're not effective. They're not vaccine. They're poison. And we need to ban the poison, ban the poison, ban the poison. I cannot say that enough. Because we can deliver, you know, we can deliver early treatment and save people's lives. But if you keep taking poison, then you're probably going to wind up dead.
Dr. Marble, we thank you for joining us today. We thank you for being a part of this hearing. What are some final comments here before we let you go?
Well, you know, certainly appreciate you guys and everything y'all are doing. You were one of the few sources that actually lets the truth be heard. So you guys are really doing a service for the world to help us say we're in a war. This is a biological war. This is bioterrorism. It was unleashed upon us from Wuhan, of course. Everybody is aware of that. And why would we give the Wuhan bioterror weapon to our citizens? How does that make any sense at all? It doesn't, is the correct answer. And so we need to put a stop to it as quickly as possible. We started seeing the vaccine injuries here. I started hearing about them because I have a unique perspective treating patients in all 50 states, and we started hearing the reports of vaccine injuries back in as far as February. So I would have thought it would have for surely been pulled by like April or March. I mean, April or May, based on all the bad outcomes I was hearing about. So I was totally shocked and in awe that it became legal to start giving it to children. That's just complete insanity because children have basically 0.0001% risk of dying from COVID. It's like 1 in 1,000,000. It's so low. Their odds are better, you know, probably winning the lottery than them dying from COVID. So why in the heck would you give your kid this dangerous poison when they have no risk really from COVID?
Yeah, and I think that's the ultimate question that's so hard but easy to answer at the same time. It's why would they be so desperate to do this to us? Why are they so desperate to put that vaccine in everybody's arm? It's not about saving lives. They don't give a damn about that. So there's obviously something else going on. Dr. Ben Marble, we thank you so much. MyFreeDoctor.com is the site where you can get more information, and he'll help you get early treatment if you need it, folks. That's the answer to this. Yeah, there's a man-made virus going around, but taking a poisonous vaccine is not the solution. Dr. Marble, thank you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk.
Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Things are spiraling out of control so quickly, my head is spinning. I can't even possibly cover it all. I mean, you've got massive crime waves happening in almost every major city in the United States right now, specifically the ones that have been under Democrat rule for 50-plus years. I mean, it's just massive crime. I mean, theft every night, homicide every night, brutal assaults and beatings every night. And then you turn the page and it's, oh, they all get released from jail the next day. So-and-so assaulted 10 people downtown, released from jail. So-and-so robbed 2 convenience stores, released from jail. So-and-so had armed robbery and battery, released from jail. And it's just like, oh, okay. So that's not going to stop. So that's only going to get worse. And that's what I'm saying is I've got all these stacks of news here. It's all important to cover, and that's not even part of the coverage. It's like, yeah, massive crime rates, criminals being released from jail, which then increases the crime rates, which then they get sent to jail again, which then they become more hardened criminals, and so then they commit harder crimes. And then eventually it's the same path to they just eventually just kill people. So that's what I'm saying is I could spend 3 hours on a talk show and I still wouldn't have enough time to cover the rampant crime wave happening in Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, Chicago, St. Louis, Baltimore. There's just not even enough time in the day. And it's all Democrat leadership, Democrat judges, Democrat district attorneys that then let the criminals out of jail, write laws so that it's not even criminal, the offenses they're committing. And we just sit here and we're just told that, oh, this is normal. Watching your city get overrun by criminals, every night tuning into the local news, hearing about a homicide, hearing about retail organized theft, train robberies, carjackings, beatings, rapes. You're just supposed to accept that that's normal. Oh, that's just normal. No, I refuse to accept that as normal. That is abnormal. That is evil. That is demented. That is the sign of a fallen civilization, a fallen economy, a fallen nation. Oh, yeah, you had two police officers in New York City shot over the weekend in ambush style. You won't hear about that on the media. Just shot in the head, ambush style, from the all cops are bad left that doesn't exist. They're not terrorists. Oh, they murder cops. They assault store owners. They rob every night. They burn. They loot. They kill. They destroy. And the FBI says, nope, not happening. None of it even exists. And then the police chief in New York City has a press conference with the Democrat mayor sitting next to him saying, we've had enough. We've had enough. Enough police officers being shot. Enough crime. Enough all this stuff. And it's like, you're standing next to the guy that represents the party that's done this to you. You're standing next to the guy that represents the Democrat Party that's caused this massive crime wave. So, and not to mention, specifically in New York, you're now alienating the only group of people in this country that actually support you when you go around arresting young children for not wearing a mask and not having a vaccine passport. So when you go and have a press conference because two of your officers just got shot, one of them assassinated in ambush style, and you're begging the public for help with the Democrat mayor there next to you, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be rude or insensitive, but that is a losing message. That is a losing approach. Call out the Democrat Party for what they've done to New York. And quit harassing law-abiding citizens that don't want to take a medical, experimental, forced vaccine and don't want to put a mask over their face because they want to breathe air. Sorry, you're going to lose. So guess what? There's going to be more police officers murdered in New York City before the end of the year. There's going to be more rampant crime waves happening in Democrat-run cities before the end of the year. And people are just going to shrug their shoulders and say, oh, I don't know what's going on, but it needs to stop. I'm sick of it. And so that's why people are leaving these Democrat-run cities in droves and just moving out to small communities in flyover country, as the liberals like to call it. Because you know what? People want to live in communities that aren't ravaged by crime and corruption. People are sick of being told to get used to record homicide rates, record carjackings, record beatings, record assaults, record number of criminals released onto the streets. We're sick of it. And this is what the Democrat Party wants you to think is normal. And so that's what I'm saying is I didn't even plan to do this. And the crew's just pouring through all the videos, pouring through all the headlines. I mean, seriously, it's just hundreds of people get murdered in Democrat-run cities every day, most of them black, and the media doesn't even bat an eye because they want you to consider that to be normal. So it's like, oh, well, but I don't even have time to cover that because I've got this stack of medical tyranny news in front of me where now they're going to be expanding the use of remdesivir, which is not just a failed treatment. It's known to kill people. On the CDC website, they talk about the deadly side effects of remdesivir. I've had the doctors on and explain it. And then I have to open up CNN and they say, the FDA is going to expand eligibility for remdesivir. Oh, that's great. Good. Let's just kill more people with our medical treatment. Let's just watch the
Let's just watch U.S. cities have more crime and more theft and more death and more poverty and more desolation. Let's just watch it all happen and we'll call it normal. Build back better. You can't even walk on the streets. It was a prime minister of something of Ukraine today. That's another stack of news, the developments happening overseas, where Joe Biden wants to send 5,000 to 10,000 U.S. soldiers as bait and cannon fodder for Russia. Think about how sick that is. Joe Biden wants to send U.S. citizens into the Baltic regions as a direct confrontation and bait for Putin. And I'm going to tell you what's sick about this, folks. Biden wants Putin to engage our soldiers. Biden and the Democrats and the New World Order probably want our soldiers to go over there and get shot, because that would give them the excuse to start the next world war. We should not send a single person anywhere near Russia right now. And they've already decided they're going to send weapons. Blinken announced that the other day. Think about how sick that is, that our political leaders want to send our men and women as bait, as human bait, hoping that Russia would go out there and shoot one of them so that they can have an intervention. That is sick. That is evil. That's our political leadership. That is how sick and twisted and corrupt and evil D.C. has become, folks. And guess what, though? Everybody knows it now. Everybody knows it. Now, I've got to stop right there because we've got to fund this transmission. And if I don't plug, we're not going to be here tomorrow. And as Dr. Marble said, and others now realize, if InfoWars is not on the air, folks, this critical information is not getting out. There's other good news outlets out there, but they don't have the reach. They don't have the capabilities we have. They don't have the experience, quite frankly. They don't have the foresight. So we need to keep InfoWars on air now more than ever. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com to do so. Whether it's emergency food supplies that are 10% off right now, whether it's the great vitamins that we have, like vitamin C plus zinc, or the whole food multivitamin 40% off, or the hats, or the t-shirts, or the air filters, or the water filters, or the coffee, or all the other great stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we stay on air. No, we're not like Vice News that gets billions of dollars from their billionaire donors to exist. No, we're funded by our audience. And we thank you for keeping us on air. And so that's why we amplify the hearing from Ron Johnson. That's why we cover all the news that nobody else will talk about, because we know that that's our role. And that's why we get all the great guests on that get censored and banned everywhere else, because they tell the truth. So shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air. Gerald Celente takes over here on the fourth hour, and then I'll be right back in this seat to host the War Room from 3 to 6 p.m., and I'll try to get all this news and video clips off the desk, but there's just so much going on, folks. I mean, just an unbelievable time to be alive, but what a righteous act to fight this evil we're all seeing.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.